This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Oh, good morning, everybody. It's a bit chilly, isn't it?
Oh, it's a bit chilly, yes.
I reckon that's the coldest night we've had. This year.
Yeah, it's but it's in the studio here, it's chilly as well because I'm so cool. Thank you very much. Hello, ladies.
Not with that comment, you're not.
Or what about this comment? I have a groin injury. It's taking it to another level.
So we were just listening to Alex in the news talking about groin injury prevention.
Yes.
And for some reason, because it's we're children, we started giggling about how many times he was saying the word groin.
Well, it's sensible to protect your groin.
It is.
That's right.
I think if there's one message I want people to take away today, it would be protect your groin.
Absolutely, because you know in cricket, the box to protect your groin and your jewels came 30 years before the helmet. So that's men are very protective of that area,
of their groinal
get the
area.
Head. I can get hit in the head with a rock. That's not a
problem.
I will recover, but that area don't. Hey, no,
hey,
I need protection.
I just
plastic.
Said groinal on the radio.
Groin's a good word. It's a good word.
Everyone stop saying groin.
Scrotum is a better word.
No, that's enough.
I prefer scrotum.
Today's show. Got a grab of that now.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Coming up, we're going to play one of Mandy's early morning games, Happy Endings. Your chance to win a nice little prize.
I have to say it's my favourite.
Look, this whole...
You're not supposed to have favourites, but this one's mine.
This show has started silly, talking about groins, and then I looked down at the run sheet for today and I thought, well, that's going to get even sillier.
Mm. It's best not to tell people that that's coming up. It's just best to surprise them with it. Because, you know.
I think the one thing that people who have listened to this show for a while will know is that it can go in any direction.
Mm.
I like that.
No, I like it too. It's just
it's a bit
it's
random.
A reflection of our lives.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly right. And this is funny. I always find something that is accidentally rude funny. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Am I childish?
No, that's great.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah,
when something by accident or something that even sounds rude and it's not really rude, like acute angina. I love that. You know, I love that. That sounds rude, right?
It does
but
sound
it's not.
Rude.
What is that?
Acute angina is when you've got heart problems.
Yeah, it's like a blocked heart.
Yeah.
Blocked artery. But it's not as... Blocked artery is not as much fun as acute angina. The doctor would sort of look forward to that when someone has that. He's like, oh, I've got another one. Sir, you've got a acute angina. Or madam would be even more appropriate.
Funny.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's very funny. Now, there's a company in Canada that has accidentally been rude.
Right.
Without realizing. It was meant to be like an acronym, but it's for a chocolate protein. You know, those chocolate proteins that are meant to be good for you?
Yeah, protein. It's funny. I'm on a bit of a health kick. Well, I'm not really on a bit of a health kick. I'm pretending to be on a health
kick
at the moment.
You're kicking health.
Yeah, I'm kicking health out the window. Yeah. I went to the health aisle of the supermarket on the weekend, and there were all these protein chocolate bars, but they're about $4 each.
Don't trust them.
No. I don't. Just because they're in the health aisle, you're not going to get me.
Just because they've got the word healthy on
it. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. It's high in sugar and it's got chemicals.
Exactly.
It's disgusting.
I don't want that.
And cheese is made of
pig's
guts. Thank you. So this company makes these protein chocolates and they decided, this clever, person.
Somebody in marketing
decided that it should be called Shite.
Spell it for me.
S-H-Y-T-E.
Yep.
Shite. Eat shite.
Chocolate.
And you'll be fit.
What is it? A chocolate bar? It's a protein bar.
It's a protein bar, basically, that you're supposed to eat after a workout.
Mm.
You know, supposedly it's good for you, but it's, I can't really speak for this because I haven't really looked into it.
Well, you
much.
Haven't tried any shite?
I haven't tried any shite recently, but I certainly will now. I'm looking forward
to ordering some shite on the internet.
Yeah, a couple of blocks of shite, please.
Yeah, nice.
Give us, if you've got kids, you say, if you're good, I'll give you some shite.
You know, when I finish my workout, I love to grab a big bar of shite.
That's right. We can swap. You know, I can say, if you give me shite, I'll give you shite.
Oh, what flavour is your shite?
My shite is chocolate. There's only one flavour.
Oh, is there?
It's brown and tasty. It's fantastic. Good morning, everybody. Now, I hope you're enjoying.
Now, the acronym is Seriously Helps You to Energise.
Oh, right.
Should have thought that through. And what's the catch slogan for them?
Yeah. We welcome to real chocolate with real protein. Please enjoy shite.
Fantastic. Please enjoy shite.
Well done, marketing team. Well done.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I love a happy ending.
I like a happy ending too.
Let's have a happy ending together.
Ew!
Happy ending.
All right, this is the game where we play the ending of a song and you guess what it is, you guess what it is and get a prize. It's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy, yeah.
And I think today's is a little bit easy. But Tony from San Remo, how are you, firstly?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. What are you up to? Sounds nice and quiet at your place.
Yeah, I'm actually at work at the moment.
Are you? Where do you work, Tones?
I work at North Lakes High School San Remo.
Oh, so you're there early, getting it organised for the school kids coming back today?
That's right, yep.
For the tsunami that is about to occur.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Tony, we're going to play this end for you. Tell us which song it is. Here we go. Wait for it. Don't say it yet.
Bada boom.
There you go. Tony?
Are you going to go my way? Lenny Kravitz.
Well done. You nailed it.
Thank you.
Great job. Big shout out to Nick from Forries who also got it right, but you were first fingers on the dial, Tony.
Your first fingers.
First fingers to get through.
He's well known for that.
He's well known for that.
Yeah.
Mate, congratulations. You just got a double pass to Infamous Circus. It's on now at the Gosford Leagues Park. Get your tickets, tickettech.com.au.
It's a good one, Tony.
Great.
It's a great night out.
Thank you very much.
No worries at all. Enjoy your day with the kids.
I will. Thanks.
No worries.
All right, we'll catch you later.
That's a contradiction in terms.
It's not.
Enjoy your day with the kids. I don't have kids, so I enjoy every day. Yeah. Thank you.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
There's an Uber driver who is in the States, and he got lucky in a different kind of way to what you're referring to, Akmal.
Oh, yeah. Are you reading
my
mind?
I'm talking about the mist thing.
The mist thing. Yes. That was half an hour ago.
Okay. Well, the man called James was giving a ride to a guy who gave him, as a bit of a tip, a $5 super special ultimate bingo scratch ticket.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me.
He won. He bloody did. He won
much?
$30.
Oh, well.
So this doesn't sound like a big story, right? Mm. But then he took that $30 and he bought 6 more tickets.
Oh.
And then he kept winning and he kept winning and he kept rolling it over. And he did what all gamblers do. They go, oh, no, I'm going to win more. I'm going to win more.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. Actually, 6 weeks later, he won
$140,000.
So well done to him.
So, yeah.
And that's the story.
That's the story. I mean, it's a good story. I like it. But
do you think it needs more dragons?
Maybe more dragons, a little bit more, bit more sauce, a bit more naughtiness. No, I love the scratch thing. I have a friend who won $10,000.
On a scratchy?
On a scratchy, right? But I think in the future, because we're going to get rid of paper and plastic and cardboard and all that, you just, they'll be able to program and you can just scratch someone's head. The back of someone's head.
What?
And it's coming in. I don't know if you read this news. You go up to a stranger and you scratch the back of their head and you can win. You can take, show.
Are you on drugs?
Yes. Yes, I am.
No, he's not. No.
But actually, that's a good point, though. When we get rid of paper and stuff like that, I mean, scratchies are fun because they're interactive. Whereas when you're just like doing sports bet or pokies, they're not very interactive. Like at least here you can kind of draw out how long you want it to last for.
What's the biggest thing you've ever won in any kind of lottery, raffle? You won a TV?
I won a TV.
You did win a TV.
A big TV. It's sitting right behind me. We're gonna raffle
it. You did actually win that in a staff raffle. But I think the biggest win I had was when I went to the casino as an 18-year-old in Adelaide. The casino was quite new.
18, right?
Yeah, I just turned 18 and that was the thing you did.
With your newly photographed
ID.
ID, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Went to the casino, had a bunch of friends with me, and I decided to put a Keno ticket on, and I went around the table, said, pick a number, this will be great, this will be fantastic. So we all picked a number, and I got like 9 out of the 10 numbers, but I only put a dollar on it.
Yes.
But I won $100. So, I know, right? And then my friends, because they're my friends and they're cheapskates, they said, you owe us a drink now because we helped you win that $100. So I went to the bar, got everyone a drink, and I had literally about $7.40 change.
I have a friend. Yes, I do. Believe it or not. I have several friends. One of them is called Chris Franklin. And he's quite happy to tell this story.
Okay.
He went and gambled, but he was drinking a lot. He loves drinking. And he drank a lot. And he won $11,000.
Wow.
Right? And he went and cashed it.
Yeah.
And then because he was so off his face, he went and gave it away in 2 grand increments to people, just random people.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, did you feel bad about that? And he said, eventually, yeah.
In the morning.
And in the moment, it felt really good to watch their faces. You just go, he's two grand. And it went, to like Japanese people, just tourists, just gambling. Just this guy gave me, I love this country.
Yeah, wow. Give you, what a generous thing to do.
Well.
Or drunk thing to do.
Yeah, he regretted it. Mm. He still regrets it to this day. So I could have
changed. Can you introduce me to that guy though? He sounds like a nice guy.
Chris Franklin, yeah. Remember the bloke? I'm a bloke. I'm a... Remember that song? That
was, no.
It doesn't matter.
Look, whatever you're doing, whether you're gambling or drinking, please do it responsibly.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
And now it's time for Space News.
It's news from space.
This segment could almost happen daily. There's so much stuff going on.
I think we should chuck out everything and just do this.
Like just the whole show.
The whole, for eternity.
Okay.
For as big as the universe.
Well, you know I'm in because I love a bit of space news. And I tell you what, yesterday we were watching the Blue Origin, which is a private space company, launch its new passenger spaceship called New Shepard.
Yeah.
This is funded by billionaire Jeff Bezos, who is the Amazon guy.
Mm.
So what I find fascinating, Akmal, is that all these billionaires who've got nothing to do with it, like they've got no way to spend their money, have decided...
Well, they can't spend it all.
Well,
there's a lot.
Well, that's it, right? Yeah, so they've gone, where's the last frontier? Oh, yeah, well, everything's been discovered on Earth. Let's go to space.
Yes.
So you got your Richard Branson, who's got the Virgin Galactic. He wants to send people up there.
Yeah.
You've got Elon Musk, of course. He's just sending cars and stuff into space with SpaceX. Mm-hmm. And now you've got Jeff Bezos with Blue Origin.
All men.
Zuckerberg gets on this. Yeah, Zuckerberg's going to get on board.
Zuckerberg,
you're right. We need a woman.
Well, no, you see, it's a very male thing, the rocket and,
the probing.
Go through space and the probing. And
it is a male thing. Yes. And it's funny you should say that because yesterday the passenger spaceship New Shepard, which went on a test flight, was launched with a dummy astronaut and experiments and things. And it did get very high. It went to the outer reaches of the Earth's atmosphere. So it did hit space.
They're trying to inseminate God.
Well, maybe because... I don't want to be rude, but the spaceship, the New Shepard, it's just from a female perspective, it looks a little bit like a...
From a female perspective?
It looks a little bit like a...
Henry Winkler.
Yeah, like a pee-pee.
It's a circumcised rocket, it looks like.
It does look like a circumcised rocket.
It's a Jewish rocket. Is Elon?
His name is Jeff Bezos.
Bezos. He's circumcised for sure.
Is he?
Yeah. And he's trying to recreate that in space.
Right.
It's incredible. You should be a psychologist.
Well, I do think there's a lot of this going on with these billionaire men. You know, they're just trying to probe.
They're probing, insert, penetrate.
Perhaps we should just move on.
It's been a very
sexually orientated show today.
Well, it's only 6:30.
I know.
You know, we can pick it up. We can clean our act out.
Let's hope we clean up our act. In fact, we will.
Let's raise the level.
We will. Let's raise
it's
the bar.
It's your fault, Mandy.
No, it's space news.
Yes, it's
space. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about your partner.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
More. Okay, maybe we'll just let the
this next segment is going to be the last sexual segment, and then no more.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We're sharing this morning about how, as we get older, we lose the ability to do some things. Now, I'm not afraid to say I'm mid-40s.
Yes, and what have you lost the ability to do?
Oh, so many things. My goodness, touch my toes. I mean, that's just to start.
Want me to
with.
Touch your toes?
You can touch my toes if you want.
Oh, I can touch your toes, see?
Yeah, no, I can't touch my toes.
I can.
I can if I stretch it out, but it's not one of those things that I find easy to do. I used to be able to do the splits. Can't do them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But those days are long
how
over.
How often does that come up?
No, it doesn't.
You know, you're not going to get a guy going, you know, with a gun saying, okay, do the splits or you're dead. And then if you can't do the split, I'm going, oh my God, I used to do it so well.
I know. But you would have these because, you know, you're...
I never could do the splits.
No, but what things could you do that you can't do now that you're getting older?
I could drink 6 beers and not vomit.
Yeah.
That was.
I think as you get older, you get less tolerance for alcohol.
Well, that's my point. Yes, exactly. Yes. Thank you for stressing it.
Stressing it.
Yes, yes. And what else? I used to not sleep much. I didn't have to sleep at all.
Mm.
Like I could go for 2 days sometimes
without sleeping,
or 2.5 days.
Wow.
And I've done it, and but I'd now, be fine. I'd be fine. People say, you haven't had any sleep. And I say, I'm fine. And they say, how come? And I say, well, because I'm 19.
Mm.
Shut up.
Mm. Well, Matt, my partner, and I were sitting on the couch last night.
Oh, yeah.
And
is this the final sexual thing?
No, we're not talking. Well,
Not sexual.
Look, to be honest with you, we were just having a little canoodle.
A canoodle.
And we were about to go to bed.
Is it half a poodle, half a...
canoodle.
A cavalier.
Shit, King Charles Cavalier.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, we were just getting ready for bed, so it wasn't overly sexual, and we were just
having a little. At your age, getting ready for bed is not sexual. for the young kids, getting ready for bed.
Woo!
Hubba hubba.
We were having a hug, right? We were having a hug, and he said, oh, you still got your bra on, because normally I get home and take my bra off, because, you know, why?
Normally you come into the studio. And
no, but I just think, why? Like, tracksuit pants and sloppy Joe, some sort of jumper on.
I couldn't wear.
Why would you, right?
Bras would, I just seem like, and they're wires.
They're so annoying, right?
Then take them off. See, if we all did it.
We'd burn the bras. Now we want a new burn the bra revolution.
If we all do it, then it'll be normal.
I know, but anyway, so he said, oh, you still got your bra on. He was surprised, because normally I take it off early. And then he reached behind me to do that one-handed take the bra off trick that boys can do.
I couldn't, even when I was young, I couldn't do that.
Well, he...
Because I never got the opportunity.
Oh, right. Okay.
If I had, I think I would have been good at it.
But yeah.
I never, no one...
Quite,
you know,
nimble fingers.
Nimble.
Matt's been able to do this since he was a teenager.
What do you mean? Like,
so he uses one hand to take off a bra, which is quite difficult, right?
You've the whole thing.
No, to undo it, to undo the clasp.
I thought you meant like to take it off.
No, not to lift it up. Anyone can do that with one hand.
Oh, yeah.
To actually unclasp the hooks at the back.
Unclasp the hooks. He can do that with one hand.
One hand. It's pretty tricky.
What a skill.
I know. So he's had that skill all his life last night.
Incredible.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it, yeah.
And it was going on and on and on. I'm sort of in this weird hug with him going, well, just leave it, honey. It's fine. Mm. He's going, no. I used to be able to do this. I'm going, just leave it. I'll take it off in a minute. Just hang on. And he's just trying
4 hours
to do it.
And did that spoil the moment?
Well, it did a bit.
Yeah, of course it would.
He couldn't get it, and he was quite upset.
He had to get a drill. He had to get to Bunnings. Hold on, I'll just sneak off to Bunnings. I've got to get some tools.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Akmal reviews a film. He hasn't watched.
I love the intro of that woman singing the jingle. Okay,
no,
so what...
That was me. That was no woman.
What movie are you about to review, the movie that you haven't seen?
Well, the big one at the moment that everyone's talking about is The Avengers.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
what's it called? Avengers?
Avengers Plus One?
No, what's it called?
Infinity War.
Infinity War. That's the one.
Yeah,
Avengers,
I'm sorry.
Infinity War.
I haven't watched it.
It's busting all records in the box office.
Absolutely. It's busting all records in the post office.
Going gangbusters.
And so we have to talk about it to stay current.
Yes.
I don't have time to go to movies.
Yeah.
But I feel we have to contribute to the whole movie review thing.
Okay, good.
Because that's what people want.
All
and
right.
We give people what they want.
We do.
So this film is it's cost a lot of money. It's a very big production.
Yeah.
And it's shot locally in Australia.
Okay.
In Gosford.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I missed that.
No, you missed that. They did it. Yeah. Well, it was very, very quickly done. They came in and out. You know,
right,
they're very professional.
Yeah.
And you miss a lot.
Did they do it up at Rumbalara?
The Rumbalala, exactly.
Which is the little hill in Gosford, yeah?
The little hill. They did it in Rumbalala, and all the stars came out, and they were very subtle, they were very in disguise.
Yeah.
And it's basically, the story is really weird. It's about a guy who flips out and decides to break into people's homes and doesn't steal anything. He just gives them enemas. He gives people enemas because he believes he's doing a good deed, but he does it by force.
Oh,
and
okay.
So, you know, people are not expecting that. They're just sleeping, and then they suddenly go, "Oh, what's he? Oh, hey, hey!" and then he runs off before,
Okay.
He makes sure
so
that
it should be called Avengers surprise enemas?
Well, I can't. I haven't decided on a name, Mandy. This is a film that's already out.
Okay.
Anyway, so he gives people enemas, and he gets away with it for a long time because people go wake on. You know, I feel really good, but all very strange as well. I feel like I've been, you know,
tampered with
exactly. And so the Avengers are the people who go and find this guy. And it stars, you're not going to believe who. They've got a local actor, Koshy. Koshy's in it. Yeah, Koshy takes an enema with a team of other great Australians. Tony Collette plays his wife.
Yep.
And and they go travel to Broken Hill to find him finally hiding in Broken Hill.
Right.
Underground.
Well, don't give too much away. We don't want to spoil it.
Look,
but they find the guy in Broken Hill, the guy that was giving the surprise enemas at Rumbalara in Gosford.
Spoiler alert, he himself gets an enema.
Oh, wow.
Who
saw that coming?
Well, he didn't, that's for sure. it's a real twist. It's a real twist. And it's got you know, Tony Collette's in it. It's a lot of Australians are in it, which is good. Which is good
for the industry.
Matt Damon plays the enema.
Okay,
he actually plays the enema. I don't know how they do that, but
there's going to be a spin-off. There's going to be a whole series spin-off called Matt Damon is the enema.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know.
I can hear the voiceover guy now. When the enemy is the enema.
That's exactly the
how many stars quickly?
Well, you know, I was really impressed with it. Yes, we're playing the song.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think 2 stars for the special effects and 2 stars for the brilliant acting, mostly by Koshy, who surprised me.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
So we got it wrong. Yesterday on the show we said that it was a full moon the night before, but it was actually a full moon last night.
It was almost full moon.
It was an almost full moon the night before, but last night was a full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking yesterday about how often that means taxi drivers have really crazy people jump in their cars.
Yes. Yes.
And that the hospital often gets a lot of
crazies.
Things happen, you werewolves. Know, in the emergency room.
We've got another werewolf.
Quick, stat.
Bring the oxygen. We're losing the werewolf. Yeah.
But we as a team all came in this morning after the full moon and we all said that we had crazy full moon dreams.
Coincidence?
I think not.
No, I had some very weird dreams. I dreamt that my puppy, my dog Bob, was running a brothel, and
I did. That wasn't the dream you told us this morning.
No, I remember this one. I remember this one.
Bob because was
remember,
running.
Remember when I told you this morning?
Yeah.
And I said I can't remember the rest of it.
Yes.
I've just remembered the rest of it.
Okay.
And I walked in. I knocked on the door, and not that I. I've never frequented these places.
Okay,
and good. I opened the door, and my dog Bob was in a G-string and suspenders.
That's weird.
And I said, "Oh, Bob," and he could speak English, and he said, "Oh," I said, "Oh man, I'm so embarrassed." And he goes, "No, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Come in." And that was it.
Well,
that's all I can remember.
Okay, let's all share a small snippet of our weird full moon dreams, and then we're going to ask you to call and tell us if you had a weird full moon dream last night. Okay, so, and we've got Jimmy Barnes tickets, by the way.
Speaking of weird dreams.
Yeah. I dreamt I was in a church.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I used to go to church as a kid, but I haven't been to church
for
a long
time. That's the difference between us.
I know.
Brothel church. Yeah. Yes.
So I was in a church with the receptionist here at 2GO, Danielle.
Yes.
And we were sitting there trying to make the people behind us laugh by singing this song.
And all that jazz.
Mm. Well, yeah, makes sense.
So that's my full moon dream.
Well, you know.
We kept singing inappropriately in church.
I can't. I wish I could interpret that for you. But
yeah,
you know,
I don't think I can.
Did you have a religious upbringing?
Yes, I did.
Mm.
That
you
would
like
be why.
All that jazz, the film?
No.
Mm.
Don't know why we chose that song. Widow. Now, Widow here. You had a weird dream as well.
Yeah, I had a weird dream. It's my dog's 3rd birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Carter. And I had a weird dream last night that we put him in a kennel. We went away on holidays and his tail got caught in a door and they cut off half his tail. So I came back and he only had half a tail. And then I sued them.
Mm.
And I sued them to get a new dog.
It's quite an elaborate dream. So you had to find a lawyer.
Exactly. And, it was really
get strange. Get in the way.
But it was so vivid. I saw myself in a courtroom, almost like Judge Judy style, arguing how they owed me money because my dog only now had
half
a tail.
It's
very
amazing.
Weird.
So in keeping with the ridiculousness of this show,
yes,
we're going to ask now, And again, I apologise for the randomness of this.
No need to apologise. That was so random of you to just come out with an apology like that.
Did you have a full moon dream last night?
Have you ever dreamt that your waterbed was leaking and then you woke up and you don't have a waterbed?
You weed yourself.
Captain Obvious.
Sorry.
All right, 4324-4444. That's the number. Call right now. Did you have a weird full moon dream last night?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Great.
Hi,
did Michelle. You get a good night's sleep last night?
Yeah, it was just a weird dream. It was so weird.
So tell us what happened in your dream.
Well, I never remember them, so it's just really weird that I remember thanks for calling. I'm a massive dog lover, so mine's a dog story as well. But I remember just like waking up in my dream and my dog had gotten out. So I'm frantic just chasing him, trying to get him back. And he started like climbing the walls and stuff, like climbing
like
up
Spider-Man.
The screen. And it was so weird. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And I'm like trying to get him down from the walls. And it was just so weird. And I woke up and I'm like, what the hell was I just dreaming about?
It does freak you out, doesn't it, when you have those crazy dreams? So you had a little spider dog, like a little Spider-Man dog.
Yeah, yeah. It felt like it went really, really quick. But obviously it's like when you're dreaming, things just take so much longer. So it's so weird.
And if you don't remember it, straight away, you tend to forget it quickly.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
If you haven't got it
then
straight.
Then you get like deja vu or something later on. Like
yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of dog have you got, Michelle?
A sausage dog.
A sausage dog.
That's it. Really weird. Yeah.
They can climb up walls anyway. That's funny.
I've just had this image in my head of a sausage dog climbing up the wall.
I think Michelle deserves to go to Jimmy Barnes.
I think you
to
do too.
Recover from that.
You got a double pass, Michelle. Enjoy Jimmy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. At 2GO presents Jimmy Barnes, Working Class Man, Thursday, 3rd of May in Centennial Hall. You can get tickets on sale now, jimmybarnes.com.
This Thursday, this week.
Yeah.
This Thursday. Can't wait, really, to miss it. I hope to get there. But, you know, there's an old sort of Buddhist, Tibetan Buddhist philosophy that says, last night I dreamt I was a butterfly. I woke up thinking, did I dream I was a butterfly? Am I a man dreaming I'm a butterfly, or am I a butterfly dreaming that I'm a man? Interesting, wow. Huh? Huh?
Wow.
See?
Profound. Just savor the moment.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to just be warned. Here's a public health and safety warning. You're about to yawn. I'm just going to say now, the Central Coast is about to have a collective yawn.
Yawning now.
Because we are talking about yawns. That was a fake yawn.
It wasn't.
It was.
Oh, you know when I'm faking it.
Yeah, I do.
We've got that relationship.
I know.
Yeah.
We want to talk about yawns because there's a principal, and it is School Principals Day today, so this is quite appropriate.
Yes.
There's a principal in the US who has suspended a teacher's aide for 5 days without pay for professional misconduct.
Yes.
But the misconduct was that she yawned really loudly. I did a really loud yawn.
Well, was she using like a megaphone?
I don't know.
Like that? Or?
She just did, you know those really loud yawners? My dad's are really, it's almost like he has to sing a song at the end of the yawn.
Yeah. Yes.
Like he kind
of
yawns.
You know the worst thing is when, say you're doing that, one of those in the street, and people haven't seen the beginning of the yawn, and all they see is you go,
and they you think, seem like an idiot.
You seem like an idiot. Thank you for putting it so well.
No, it is an odd thing, but I have noticed that when you have the really big yawn, you do feel the need to kind of do some bellowing at the end of it. You're a bit like that. I've heard you do that, Widow. Widow's done that a few times.
He does that, yeah.
And I try and sing the Bee Gees Staying Alive at the end of yawns because you kind of go, Staying Alive. Everybody just went quiet.
That's a new one.
Anyway, I think people around the Central Coast are yawning right now because saying yawning.
Even talking about yawning can make you yawn. But this woman, she got suspended as a teacher's aide because the principal heard her yawning and said, it's inappropriate, it's too loud, you need to be, you know, a little bit mindful of other people.
She was doing it in the nude and she was urinating at the same time in the classroom.
Akmal.
I'm just guessing.
She wasn't.
Just guessing, no.
But I mean, I kind of think it's fair enough. Don't you think that's a bit fair enough?
No, I don't think that's a bit fair enough.
Don't you feel a little bit kind of like when people do a really big yawn, it's a bit rude?
Well, wait on. Let's analyze this further.
Okay.
You are constantly burping off air.
Hey, you're not supposed to tell
Widow,
people
can
that.
You back me up?
You're not supposed to tell people that.
And you apologize in this fake, oh my goodness, was that me? Oh, I am so sorry. That's so unladylike. And then we get another one next 5 minutes. How's that different?
Okay, well, you're my trusted and close friends.
Yes, not
so
anymore.
So I feel comfortable around you to do that.
Yes.
But I think in public, when you're yawning and you're showing everyone your tonsils, perhaps even just put your hand over your mouth.
That's a better way. Yeah, put your hand on your mouth.
But the weird thing I find about yawns is that if I yawn, then someone else
they're
around
contagious.
Me will yawn, and then you yawn.
And you know, I can be sitting at the traffic lights in a car and look over at someone yawning, and then I'll take off from the traffic lights, and I'll yawn, and I'll think, oh my God, I just caught that yawn off that person who's sitting in a car.
How does that happen? Well, that's you wanting to assimilate. In the tribe, that's what you want. You don't want to be an individual. You want to say, look, I'm just like you, like me.
Is that actually the sociology of yawning?
Yes.
How do you know this?
Because I'm a doctor. Open your mouth. I don't like the look of that. I'm going to need a urine sample.
Just try a yawn.
Nice.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
So, Akmal, the comedy night, Gimme Lols for Kids for the 3rd of June. It's going to be fantastic. We've got some incredible comics, yourself included. We've got Jimmo and Umbilical Brothers and Joel
Osborne.
I always forget his last name.
Osborne. In Oz.
There you go.
That's how you remember.
So, we've got this incredible lineup, but I was thinking what we need is a local person.
I know. You've been pushing for a local person, and I said to you, I remember, there are no local comedians. I would know about them. And much to my embarrassment,
yes,
Mitch Garling is someone I worked with.
Yes, so we found Mitch Garling, and he's a coastie. And Mitch, you're here. Hello, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much for having me.
What a voice.
I know. Very smooth operator.
Ladies.
You know what? We want you to join us on the comedy night, Gimme Lols for Kids. Will you do it?
I will, 100%.
Yay! Well done. That's
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic. All right, so you're a local person. Have people seen you around the traps here, do you think?
Oh, yeah, they would have. I've done a bunch of gigs up here.
The police seem to be very familiar with his work.
Yeah, no, they are, 100%. Yeah, yeah. We're on first-name basis. So people would have seen me do gigs around here, all around Sydney. A local comic.
And you've been to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival?
Yeah, just got back from Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Very good, very fun, very tiring for something that...
Hey. That's why I look like this. I'm normally better looking.
No, you're doing very well right now.
Considering. And you didn't come and say hello. I was in Melbourne as well, and so was Mandy.
Yeah. I know. I saw you guys were interviewing a few friends.
Yes, we were.
Guess I was busy.
Oh, sorry, Mitch. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, look, we tried to contact your manager.
Your people
didn't get back to our people.
Your people said no.
That's well. I'll have a word to mum.
all right, I know that we're having fun, but I want to just bring it down a notch, okay? Because, Mitch, something's come across our desk, something's come to our attention, and quite frankly, we're going to have to just call you on it. Have a listen to this little video grab that you've put on your Facebook page about the Central Coast.
It's entitled Things Coasties Never Say.
I didn't even care when Casey's Toy World burnt down. We should go swimming at Wamberal Lagoon. There's just not enough supermarkets in Lizaro. Put 2GO on! Put 2GO on!
Wait a minute.
Right.
This is, for those listening at the moment, that was sarcasm, I think. And thanks for coming in. And you should know at this point, we've locked the doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I now realise this is, there is no show. There is no Gimme Lols for Kids.
This is all just a big ruse. And Akmal's cousins are around the corner.
I'd like you to meet Zed, my cousin.
Oh, he's lovely. A very beautiful man.
They call him the Crusher.
So how much fun was it doing that, though? Because if you haven't seen it, you know, we'll try and put a link on our Facebook page. My kids were the first ones to show me that, and they loved it, and we all laughed ourselves silly about all the funny stuff that is very particular to the Central Coast.
Yeah, I mean, coming from the coast, and growing up here and knowing a lot of things about it, I was like, it's silly not to make the most of it.
Mm.
I don't think there's probably a single reference in the video that people don't get on some level. Well, you, so I was like, this is easy.
What about this? I've only lived here for 4 months.
Mm.
Tailgating. People go nuts on the road. Is this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, if you want to go out to Erina, out to Terrigal, that
I don't.
Way.
You I
don't?
Don't.
No, no, don't. No, don't do it. But a
not
lot
in
of
a car. Not in a car. Yeah. I'm not imagining this. It really happens here much more than anywhere else.
Yeah, people are a bit nuts. They've you know, they drive like they've got somewhere to go, but usually they do not.
Oh, dear. Look, it's going to be a lot of fun. Give Me Lols for Kids.
Give Me Lols for Kids is going to be a great lot of fun, and we're glad that you've joined us on the bill. But also, if people want to catch you in Sydney, they can see you at the Enmore Theatre, Thursday 3 to 6. So that's just a run of 4 shows this week. Tickets are selling fast. Your show's called Tell Someone Who Cares.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. You're going to be at the Sydney Comedy Festival, and then you're going to be at the Central Coast Gimme 5 for Kids Comedy Festival.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. Good run of gigs coming up.
Yes.
Really excited to get back to the coast and gig.
Well, we're really excited to have you as well. In fact, we've got a double pass for your show, Tell Someone Who Cares, at the Enmore Theatre. If you want to win it, ring now.
4324 4444.
And Mitch Garling, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Thanks very much for having me and not bashing me.
Well, it's not over yet.
Fair enough. See you outside.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now. 2GO presents Barnsley, Working Class Man. Thursday, May 3, Sydney Town Hall. Grab your tickets from jimmybarnes.com. This is Mandy and Akmal's Scream for Barnsley.
Barnsley!
I love it. This is so stupid, but we love it. And joining us to Scream for Barnsley tickets this morning, I believe you called yesterday and missed out. It's Shane from Empire Bay.
Yeah, hi Mandy, hi Akmal.
G'day, Shane.
I tried yesterday and I've got pipped at the post by a fantastic screamer, so yeah. I've been practicing all night.
Have
well
you?
Done,
great,
mate.
Shane. I'm glad that you've taken that away. You've learned from your mistakes and you've come back bigger and better.
I like
mate.
I like the way you think.
All right, Shane, yeah. We are bracing ourselves. We're going to turn the music down a little bit and we're going to get you to go in 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
I love the end bit. You gave it a bit of gravel at the end there. That was fantastic.
I noticed that.
Did you notice that little bit at the end,
extra
Shane?
Extra marks for that.
Outstanding. Outstanding. You're not going to be able to talk for the whole day. But anyway, stay there. We've got to see who you're up against this morning. I believe it's Jody from West Gosford. Hi, Jodes.
Hi, Mandy. How are you?
Great.
Hello, Akmal. It's good to have you here.
Oh, he gets upset if you don't say hello to him too, Jodes.
No. I'm sorry, Akmal.
That's all right, Jody.
All right, Jody. What are you up to this morning?
Just driving to work, actually.
Okay, Jodes, are you ready? We're going to give you a 3, 2, 1. Scream for Barnsley tickets. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh,
that's good.
I do love the way you incorporated the name into the scream.
Yes, yes. Now, I mean, just imagine if the police were driving next to her at that moment.
And saw her just screaming.
All right, I've been a crazy person. Pull over.
I would look like a crazy for sure.
Yeah, righto. Well, guess what, guys? You're both going to Barnsley!
Woo!
Yay! Yay! Well done, Shane. Well done, Jody.
Well done. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
No worries at all, guys. Enjoy the show Thursday night, and you can feel free to give us a call on Friday and tell us how it was.
Mm. You guys, we're up. Thank you.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
I would like to present you with a gift.
Oh,
now, a couple of days ago, you mentioned that in Egyptian culture, which is your culture,
yes,
that you can never send a gift back because it's very, very offensive.
It's very offensive. Very, very offensive. People have, you know, died.
So you...
And I said to my uncle, Murad, on my 21st birthday, gave me a comb as a gift. And I had to say, that's lovely. Thank you, uncle.
Mm. And ironically, you went bald.
That's right. So I went bald because of that.
Did you?
It was a very cheap comb. I pulled all my hair out.
Anyway, I would like to have that Egyptian guarantee that you're not going to return this gift.
I will
it's special.
Not. I will not.
Okay. No. Mm. Now, I did order this gift online. It's come from the other side of the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
We are videoing this for Facebook.
Yes.
So that's,
it's in an envelope.
That's what we're doing. Now, you might find a clue on the front.
Oh.
If so you look where I've circled.
Mandy Cullen Kennedy.
Yeah, well, no, that's my old married name. Don't say that on the radio.
To GOFM, that's the Facebook page. Go have a look.
Just the things I've circled. Look at what I've circled.
Please do not bend.
No. Look at that.
Royal Mail. Oh, my goodness.
because we know that there's an event happening in a few weeks.
Oh, look at that.
It's a giant Prince Harry head.
Did you get me a... Oh, and a Merkel.
And, yeah, Merkel as well. Yeah. You got Merkel and Harry.
Yeah. These are giant, like, paper cutout heads.
These, and you can pop out the eyes. Hang on, pop out the eyes.
And you can pop out the eyes of the real ones.
Here we go. I'm Prince Harry. Look at me. Hashtag Hazza.
Nice.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Now you will be prepared for the wedding, which is happening in a couple of weeks. And Kate can sit on the couch with your masks on.
We will. That's fantastic. I'm going to put this right next to the comb that my uncle gave me when I was 21.
Where's
as well.
That?
It's still here. It's somewhere. I don't know.
You've been that a long time ago.
No.
You're not allowed to bin these because it's Sparkle with Markle and hashtag Team Harry.
That's fantastic. No, I will treasure these. This is fantastic. You know, would you be upset if, say, in 10 years' time, they became a collector's item and I make $50,000?
Yes, I will.
And I will not give you anything because
no,
I don't have to.
That's not going
to
happen.
Legally, I don't have to. That has happened. No, thank you. You know that I love the royals.
Okay, good.
Very much.
Successful present.
Yes.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
So, in the UK, and I thought this was a bit of an interesting one, there's a new play about to start. It's called A Gym Thing. And it's about a guy who has what they're calling muscle dysmorphia, which is also known as bigorexia. So he's addicted to the gym.
And also known as steroid user.
No, he's not. It's not about steroids.
So
it's just about working out until you get so big, like you can never be big enough, basically.
Well, you know what it is? It's an obsession and it's quite addictive. For those of you who've done it, know that it's really addictive. But then it becomes, I mean, I've got members of my family who, you know, just they become so obsessive that they forget that it's about fitness. They just want to get bigger, man. I want to get bigger, dude.
But what
I want to get bigger. And they take the protein shakes. Why are you doing that? I want to get bigger.
Until they get stuck in doorways.
And then they fall on their back. They can't get up.
like a turtle.
You can spin them around.
Yeah.
They start to look like a turtle.
But I do find this interesting. And you walked in this morning when I mentioned this and you said, well, I used to be addicted to the gym. And I had no idea.
Yes, I know. Who would have thought?
No, but like, no. So you actually found
yourself...
For
years and years. Only last year I took a break because I hurt my shoulder. I'm getting old. Start to feel pain.
How often would you go?
I would go every day, maybe 6 times a week and have a break on... I'll do different parts of my body.
Yep.
I looked... It was for the ladies. The ladies who used to like it. You know, no, but it is. It's really... it's very therapeutic. I recommend it for anyone who has a tendency to feel down, or to feel anxious. It's really, really, really better
good
than anything else.
For your mental health.
Yes, absolutely. I highly recommend it. Dr. Sali says, go and lift heavy things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's good for bone density as well. As you said, the endorphins or the, what are they called? The endorphins?
The dolphins, yes.
The dolphins in your brain.
That's right.
Did you have a favorite piece of equipment, Akmal?
I used to love doing chest because I guess. Bench presses, yes. I wanted my nipples to get bigger, but that nothing will fix that. No amount of exercise.
Oh, I had the same problem as a 13-year-old, but I think that was a... Yeah,
that's past now, yes.
I did that thing that Judy Blume wrote about in her book, I must increase my bust.
Yes.
Didn't work.
Yes, I saw that play. Yeah, no, it's very interesting. And people do get obsessive, though. If you're going to embark on this, know that it's very addictive because you feel so good afterwards. Mm. And it's a good for the single men. It's a great place to meet ladies who want to be in shape. It's a very.
Did you get on the whole sports shakes and protein and stuff?
Yeah, because I'm not a meat eater, so you have to compensate. Yeah. I used to get vegan protein powder, and I used to drink it.
Wow,
and it was
great. I'm just
imagining
a little Incredible Hulk, a little Akmal Incredible Hulk,
a mini me
Incredible Hulk. Yeah,
that's right.
Oh dear, it's sports chat.
It's sports chat with Mandy and Akmal.
Yeah. Give us a call if you got any injuries that we should know about.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
You know what? There's something that I've been meaning to do since 5:30 this morning, since we started, and
you're
I have
procrastinated.
I have. Well, I forgot, and now I've remembered.
Okay, good.
And if you're still in the car going to school, kids, remember this one.
pinching a punch for the first day of the month.
Oh, the old pinching a punch.
Wow, yeah, that month. Yeah. I got a pinch and a punch last month.
Yes, it's going to happen every single month.
Wow.
What about a hit and a kick for being so quick?
Slap and a kick for being so quick.
Yeah.
Or a punch in the head for being...
No, don't do that.
Sorry, I had something, but I realised it was too rude.
Kids, ignore that one.
You can catch up with the show. Don't forget, download the app or go to 2gofm.com.au. You can hear on today's show, we talked about dreaming.
Yes, and that website is also where you can get tickets to the comedy night. So please do. We're hoping to sell out the night. It's all for kids.
It will sell out very quickly. I mean, it's incredible. We haven't even advertised it, and it's already quarter full.
Yeah.
So you better rush in, people.
Get your tickets.
Don't miss out.
And also,
sorry,
you'll kick yourself
for the rest of
your life.
Catch up today at 2GOFM.
Wait, you'll be in a nursing home going, why didn't I buy tickets early? And people will just up your medication and say, it's okay. Just it's in the past now.
Yes.
2gofm.com.au as well is where you can catch up and listen to Akmal review a movie he hasn't seen, Avengers Infinity War. No. Hilarious. Wow. Really good. We've got to get out of here. Brownie's in next. We'll catch you tomorrow at 5:30. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.